Welcome to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast, where women with ADHD finally feel seen, understood, and unapologetically themselves. If you have ever felt like you're too much and not enough all at the same time, you're in the right place because that's the alchemy, learning how both come together to make something priceless. I'm Jessica Covington, holistic ADHD coach and fellow fancy brain, and I'm really glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hey, I'm really glad you're here. If this is your first episode of ADHD Alchemy, then this is the perfect place to start. And if you've been around for a while, then thank you. This will give you the deeper frame for everything we do here. I'm Jessica Covington, and I made this podcast as a gift for anyone who's ever felt like they're too much and not enough all at the same time, just because they live in a world that wasn't built for their kind of mind. So let's start with who this podcast is for. This is for the super smart woman that others describe as so put together. But on the inside, she feels chronically scattered, behind, and like an imposter. It's for the woman who has built a life she loves. She has the career, the families, the responsibilities. And yet somehow everything feels so hard for her, but it looks so easy for everybody else. So it makes her feel like she's a perpetual teenager in a grown-up body. It's for the woman who grew up hearing phrases like too sensitive, too much, bad at follow-through, smart but not focused, unmotivated, messy, chatty. Someone who had a sense that she was different but didn't know why or what to do about it. It doesn't matter if you've known since childhood that you have ADHD or just since last month, or if you're not even sure that you have ADHD but you keep wondering. This is the place for you. One of the core things we talk about here is shame. People with ADHD tend to be really bright, and the smarter we are, the better and more often we mask our struggles. Women with ADHD are often very good at masking. You might have been the good girl, the smart one, the responsible one. You probably learned early on how to compensate, and that compensation worked until it didn't. Maybe something changed, like graduating from school or making a career move or starting a family. Maybe the change happened gradually over time around your 30s. Either way, you started to doubt yourself, and at times you thought you might be pretty smart, but then when you needed those smarts to really show up, they just didn't. You couldn't count on your competence to show up when you really needed it. That led to procrastination that you can't quite explain or get past. Emotional overreactions that you feel embarrassed about later, all or nothing cycles that are really high one day and really low another, hyperfocus that might derail an entire day on something that really isn't that important at all, and a constant sense of, why can't I just do this thing that looks so easy for everybody else? That last question is a very clear shame indicator, and it's the opposite of how we operate here. You can do the thing. You can do anything you want. You just might need to find a different way of doing it. ADHD Alchemy helps you understand what's really happening in your nervous system and in your brain so that you can work with it instead of fighting it. Maybe even better, it helps you understand that it's not just you. Alchemy is about transformation. It's not about turning you into someone else or changing who you are. It's about transforming shame into self-trust, transforming chaos into systems that fit your brain, and transforming intensity into power. In my coaching work, I teach through four key elements. The first is always movement. Your brain is not separate from your body. They're in a constant feedback loop with each other, and they change depending on each other. Changing one will change the other. Movement here has nothing to do with size or shape or weight loss or anything else. It has everything to do with connection and regulation. It's the foundational piece of the work. Second is nutrition. Dopamine is not a personality trait or a character flaw. It's chemistry. We look at how to fuel the body and the mind and how that fuel affects focus and mood. Third up is metacognition and mindfulness. This is all about learning how your brain works without judgment, without shame. It's thinking about thinking and understanding patterns. It's about building awareness so that you can interrupt the shame spiral, leverage your energy, and generate real momentum. And then finally, we have systems, habits, and tools. And we're not talking here about Pinterest perfect systems, but systems that work for a busy, intelligent, distractible brain, with a special understanding that not every system is going to work long term. We build in flexibility so that when the sticky note reminders become invisible, there's a new way to stay on track. And everything in this podcast falls into one or more of those four elements. Now, here's what you will not find in this podcast. You won't find hustle culture. You won't find just try harder. You won't find productivity shame disguised as empowerment. There's no magic pill or planner, and there's no one size fits all. So if you're looking for any of those things, this is not the podcast for you. ADHD is a dynamic difference. If you have 100 different people in front of you, it will look 100 different ways with a million different combinations of strategies that work. You also will not find here using ADHD as an excuse. The space is about responsibility without the self-attack. We take your brain seriously and we take your potential seriously. And we're going to call you into it. If you're wondering where to go next, if something we hear resonates, here's what I suggest. Have a listen to the next episode. Download my book, Distracted to Done. Don't worry, it's brief and you can take it on the go. Sign up for a focus lab to get some co-working and body doubling done, Fitology style. Or join me for an Intensati class, which is the perfect combination of movement and mindfulness for ADHD. And if you want something practical right away, download the Move Your Body, Move Your Mind map at my website. It's a really good guide, one page, to shifting your state into either activation and focus or into calm in a conscious, embodied way. And all of these links, of course, will be in the show notes for this episode. So as we wrap up here, I want you to know you are not lazy. You are not broken. You're not hopeless or stuck being this way, and you are not behind. Here, you are right on time. And I think you're here because you're a bright woman who learned to survive in a world that wasn't designed for your nervous system. ADHD alchemy allows us to go beyond just surviving. When we really embrace and embody the idea that the key to thriving with ADHD is in that body-mind connection, then we can build a life that feels powerful, steady, and authentic. I'm really glad you're here, and I'm always happy when people reach out to get in touch, and you will find how to contact me in the show notes. Thanks for listening to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast. If this episode had you nodding along and thinking, yeah, that's me, make sure you're subscribed and consider sharing it with another woman who might feel a little more seen and a little less alone because of it. Together, we are rewriting the ADHD shame story into one of strength. I'll see you next time.